This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A judge today set to determine whether Letitia Stauch is prepared to proceed with her murder trial. Last week, the judge granted Stauch's request to represent herself in court. 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen said prosecutors have handed over thousands of pages of evidence for Stauch to read through.
She does have an uphill battle as far as getting up to speed and getting ready to represent herself.
Stauch, accused of killing her 11-year-old stepson Gannon last year, that hearing scheduled for 8:30 this morning.
Turning to our COVID-19 coverage and a look at the latest case numbers, a larger case increase to report out of El Paso County over the past 24-hour reporting period. State data indicating 197 new cases as well as one new death. In Pueblo County, a smaller increase, 24 new cases. They also removed one death from the county's count, meaning it was likely determined not to have been from COVID-19. In Teller County, 6 new cases. In Fremont County, 18 new positive cases. The statewide positivity rate is up to 3.13%. The debate over the $1.9 trillion stimulus package is continuing in Washington, D.C. Debbie Bell, a member of the Fremont County Commission, joining us earlier on KRDO's Morning News, discussing the impact that passing this additional funding would have in our community.
We are calling on Congress and all of the administration to work together to pass this additional aid for states and for particularly local governments of all sizes, because this is not a partisan issue. This is an American issue.
We have more of this interview and the latest in the COVID fight in Fremont County at KRDO.com on our podcast page. Colorado's Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper pushing for passage of the COVID-19 relief bill that's making its way through the chamber. He says the funding is critical to the economic recovery in America.
This bill funds the kickstart to make sure that the economy gets off and gets going instead of languishes and kind of struggles to get out of this recession. 10 million people lost their jobs.
There have been disagreements along party lines about how much to spend on the measure. Some Republicans believe the nearly $2 trillion package is too big and wastes money on projects not related to the pandemic. The Democrat Hickenlooper also says there's danger of spending too little. The bill has already cleared the House.
The city of Colorado Springs and El Paso County will join other communities statewide for a ceremony honoring those who have died from COVID-19. Details now with KRDO's Bryn Carman.
Fire stations around the city will light up their vehicles for 1 minute tonight at 6 p.m. The city and county are inviting residents to join the observance by turning on their lights at the same time. 4 downtown buildings will also be lit with the color magenta tonight as part of the tribute. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
Coming up next Wednesday and Thursday here on KRDO News Radio, we'll be hosting a retrospective report, Colorado's COVID Emergency 1 year later. That is 9 to 10 next Wednesday and Thursday right here on KRDO News Radio.
Still dealing with a couple wet roads out there this morning, so you got to be careful if you're driving in northern El Paso County or through Douglas County, but warming up very quickly today, so any of that ice and snow from last night should melt off very fast. We'll hit about 55 degrees today in Colorado Springs, 60 in Pueblo, nothing but sunshine, and our winds calming down as well, so a fantastic Friday forecast, and temps into the low to mid-60s this weekend. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.